We're back. Last portion of the show, of course, Davin's in. On the break, those last two artists, new to us, I was happy to play them. The first song that we heard was Lilith and her song, her new single, Stay. Lilith, Stay. And then right after that, the last song that we heard going into this portion of the show, Get It Right by Palumbo and the Funk.
I like them.
It was good.
Yeah.
Both were good. I liked them both. They are both with the Deuce Music record label, or excuse me, Deuce record label. You can find out more about Lilith and Palumbo and the Funk by going to deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. So we're happy to play them. Hope you guys check out those artists. Both European. Lilith from Poland, and I think Palumbo and the Funk are from England.
Oh.
I didn't know you could be funky in England, but apparently you can.
Oh, yes, you can.
My word, chap. Aren't we getting funky?
That doesn't sound funky at all. Only thing funky is possibly your finger.
No, a lot of English guys got the funk.
What?
They do.
You heard her.
You heard her. Was there anything I had to clean up? Do they have anything to add to the women being offended, or are we good?
Oh, no. Everybody's okay.
Okay.
There's just the usual offense in the den pen, but nothing.
Yeah, but a lot of times they're offended at shit we're not even talking about.
Yeah.
They've just turned on each other.
Yeah, they've offended one another.
It's like if you lock rats in a room for a prolonged period of time with no food and water, eventually they're going to feed on each other.
Right. Think of this food. Think of the show as cheese, and we invented the rats in, and suddenly the cheese suddenly goes away.
Actually, see, the den has bonded over feeding on us. They like to turn against us.
Oh, they're going to enjoy. They're going to enjoy.
Really enjoy is, that's their enjoyment.
They're going to enjoy part of this segment.
Oh, oh boy.
So we're going to do a little, what are we doing? Scambuster? Yeah, that's what that would do.
Yes.
All right, Pitbull, I found the old tracky poo. Why don't you come up with the categories?
Okay, well, I mean, they're, number one is the usual Mr. Davin. Number two is going to be so-called Melvin Santos. And number three is going to be every evidence of ball-busting blue.
What?
Ball-busting blue.
Okay, so again, it's double points if she says something. One
if
of those
she says one of the words in ball-busting blue, which you're going to have to point out to us, double points.
Is it like a bonus point? You get like 2 points plus one? So it's like 3 points? For something like that? Like, if she said Mr. Davin in ball-busting blue, would you get one for Mr. Davin, one for ball-busting blue, and a bonus because she combined it?
That's really interesting. So you'd get, like, a total of 3 points.
Yes, that's the math I did, yes.
Yeah, I know. You know what? 2 plus 1, I just condensed it for you. So we're not going to...
Just answer the fucking question, woman.
It's not like price point. It's price for point.
Just answer yes or no. That's what we're looking for.
How about yes?
Okay. I wish they could ban you for a year.
You could.
I wouldn't.
You ban. I banned myself for 2 weeks.
I could never ban a woman who openly admits to peeing herself. Never. Never.
Thank you. I'm glad you were delighted.
He's got scruples.
I do. I'm a gentleman. You're and I know what makes good. Possibly
honor.
Radio.
I'm sorry, but this
I could never. I could never ban a woman that pees herself.
No, there's rules, Joe.
This is the moral high ground that we're striving for at this show.
Moral high ground. It's like the Yucca Flats.
No, just you could have stopped at yuck.
A woman who has had her ass out there so often for this show.
With fishes and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Deserves a permanent seat. Whether she could sit or not is irrelevant.
But she's earned that right.
Exactly.
Depends on the day.
Your chair is your throne. Funny. To a limit. Don't get crazy like it's your bed. I don't want that.
Yes.
Joe, if you would come in with your guesses for the...
All right. So, Mr. Davins, I'm going to go with 5.
All righty.
I'm sorry. The next category was...
So-called Melvin Santos.
I am going to go for 3 on those.
3. And ball-busting blue.
Ball-busting blue, I'm going to go for 2.
2. Okay. I'm going to say 8 Mr. Davins.
Jesus.
I don't think that was named, Joe.
Not cheap.
I'm glad you're finally realizing that I am the equivalent.
And then I'm going to say 2 so-called Melvin Santos and 3 ball-busting blues. And let's see. Now, Lisa says...
I'm going to play the theme while you read this.
All right. Lisa says 4 Mr. Davins. She doesn't have any confidence in so-called Melvins, so she said 0.
Oh! She gave you the old Heisman, the old stiff arm.
She's not alone.
Take that and wet yourself, woman.
And she says 2 ball-busting blues.
They are not very confident in your selections.
No, they're not. Trucker Tom says 4 Mr. Davins. 0 so-called Melvin Santos.
Wow, dissenters. Dissenters!
I know. and 6 Ball Busting Blues.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's feeling very good about Ball Busting Blue.
Well, myself and the Den Pen girls were busting his balls about man spreading. So I guess
Tom knows the struggle.
He's feeling very busted.
Tom knows the struggle.
Yes, he does.
It gets like a swamp down there. You got to air it out.
Yeah. Joe's girl says that 6 Mr. Davins, 0 so-called Melvin Santos, and 1 Ball Busting Blue.
Mm.
So it's going to be an interesting evening.
Yes, it is.
Well, we haven't heard the content yet. So.
I know, but
it could really suck.
I'm hoping.
Thanks for building up the segment, stupid.
And good night.
Yes.
We lost now.
I'm hoping for.
I might even go home.
Is that all it takes?
All you have to do is say good night. We start packing up.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for at least 1 so-called Melvin Santos just to stick it to the pen.
Stick away.
Okay.
And we'll leave it there. See, Joe, I let it play a little longer.
Look at that.
Dateline, May 8th, 2014.
Wow.
She writes something. I don't know what the hell this means. I am just got it hit from debtor. They hit me. I don't know what that means.
She got a hit from a debtor?
I don't know what the hell she's talking about. I really don't know.
Okay.
It's irrelevant.
All right. Well, the debtors are after her. I'm not surprised.
Sure. So-called Sarah Francois and Eric Bohr.
Sarah Francois.
Damn it. Okay, sorry.
So-called criminal Brown Cotton and Melvin Santos.
Oh.
Now we got
so-called Melvin Santos.
Well, there's other words. There's other words.
No.
Look at Pip. Yep. Look at counsel.
It is a so-called Melvin Santos sighting. What do you think, Joe?
So it was so-called criminal Melvin Santos.
It was so-called criminal Brown Cotton and Melvin Santos.
Doesn't count.
Damn it.
It's got to be the single set. Got to be a single set. Can't have the other guy in it.
Ah!
It's got to be right in front of it.
Yes.
Fine.
That was Joe.
I know. Stab you
rules
with my
rules.
Pen.
Men have died.
Haven't done that in a while.
Pens have stabbed.
Pens have
been wet. Beds have been wet.
Sheets have been changed.
Husbands have been disgusted.
Slippers have been thrown out. I hope.
Yes.
You can just imagine the cats go, it smells like a person peed here.
Yeah, they're doing that little scrapey thing with their back paws.
Could you? If I was the cat, did you pee here? Hey, fuck you.
Really? I might have AIDS, but
really?
I don't have it.
Really?
I know
really?
Better.
Really?
This doesn't smell like my work. I don't eat asparagus. Yeah. I'm a cat.
It's like, wait a minute. I know the smell. Oh, my God.
You think the cat just wanted to stick their paw behind her head and rub her little nose in it?
Yeah. No. No.
Bad.
Human
bad mommy.
No.
Did you see the cat dragging the litter box over to Pip by its teeth?
You want something stupid?
We love you, mommy.
Joe's girl says I marked my territory.
Yeah.
My bad,
damn
cat.
You and Joe have that in common of marking territory.
Mine didn't involve another human being.
I use laps and sperm. I don't
Oh my God, you're despicable.
But what do I sign?
Thanks for taking the heat off of me.
Anyway, I'll continue. You do not help people, but kill the victims. I want to help her, but Jennifer Green lied to me, and you deserve all of this. I have no choice, and I must send out all of the info. I saved that money, and I tried to help her. What is fucking lies? Joe, explain what is fucking lies.
It sounds like a Tina Turner song. What is fucking lies?
She doesn't sound like that.
Well, I'm using I'm using the thing from Private Dancer. I'm using my Private Dancer voice. Private Dancer.
Think of anything that this show has shown. Joe should stick to impersonations of cartoons.
Yeah. Or at least not women.
Cartoons from the 50s and 60s. Joe's your man. What is fucking lies? Do you help people? Don't answer. Never. I know you wanted to jump in and really answer that. Go, I don't think so. But
we'll help on that one.
I also got violence before.
Wow.
She got violence before.
I think it was a Christmas gift. I think she's going to have to re-gift the violence.
No. That's the name of her new perfume.
Violence?
Violence.
Violence.
Ooh, can you spray your violence on me?
Yeah. You're the new thing, violence.
Are you wearing violence? No, it's called Helix.
What is that I smell? Violence.
It's called piss.
That's my perfume.
Yes. I did collect all of the info and showed up to my company. What did you do to the victims is to kill them. I will expose all of this to the world. Well, aim low. I once sent victim C some money to help her. You never know how the victims feel. Victim C will get killed soon.
Because you sent her money? Wow.
Maybe it was laced with cyanide. I don't know. Anthrax.
Don't give me a loan. Damn.
You sacrifice me and kill me, and now you're going to kill another victim. What did you say to me? You can bring the money back to the victims, which is fucking lies. Uh-huh. She's talking to the scammers, saying they promised they could get the money back. They're not going to get the money back.
I know. Uh-huh. It's just that she's saying it's lies, which would, but it would allude to that they're scammers. They're not a cop. They're not a cop. They're not incompetent. They're Scott. It's a lie. It's not due to their incompetence. See, she takes two tacks on this. One tack, she'll blame not the money because they're incompetent. In this breath, the lies. If she's saying the lies, it would allude to that they're scammers.
Yeah, she flip-flops again.
Yes. Yeah.
You make the victim suffer more debts. I still can work, and this is why I can return the money day by day. You are?
Fucking mafias.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking criminals.
No.
All of you.
Oh, don't point at me.
This fucking Miller and Green, even his daughter should get punishment. Go to hell! Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Go to hell!
Can't go to hell. To hell, she's getting busy getting hit by a truck.
If you do not take any responsibility, you will know what is going on. I will expose all of the true conversations to Mr. Davin!
That's one. Oh, there we go.
Used within paragraph. And let him expose all
that. Should that count?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Today,
all
yeah.
Right. And my show, my rules.
No, I mean, I let you. But Mr. Davin's a Mr. Davin.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the first header of the.
Okay.
That could be a subtitle.
All right,
it's cool.
Davin, it counts!
It's cool. It's going to be okay, guys. All right, we can move on.
I don't think you understand. I don't think you grasp the importance of this.
No, I think the little X-ray just got over this. Kind of sentimental.
Men have died!
Holy smokes. All right.
And let him expose all this to the mass media.
Mass media.
Interpol is fucking corrupted.
Okay.
Those fake documents are made by Jayanthi Marum and Pedro. Jayanthi Marum is a female mafia. She's arrested by Brown Cotton. Pedro's a real killer. The gold bars and the tax clearance sent by Brown Cotton are real. Sure they are.
I know. Poor Joe. I saw the intake of breath.
And
like,
then at the beginning of the sentence, who was the person that was a mafia?
Jayanthi.
Yeah. Who was arrested by?
Oh,
Brown Cotton.
It's a scammer.
I know.
Asshole.
Then she forwards me this. This is from Ahmed Dante.
Oh.
Ahmed Dante? What is it, like a Muslim Spanish guy?
Yeah, they exist.
Could you make like a turban sombrero? I don't know.
Email address mservice023@outlook.com. And the subject heading is greetings. And it says, two, which is left blank. I have a business proposal for you. Please let me know if you are interested. The real scammers come, and then so she writes to me. This is what she receives. She forwards this, then she adds, the real scammers come to my mail due to the fucking hunter's fault. You destroy me.
And she's making that accusation of you?
She's letting me know that the anti-scammers, which she calls scam hunters, are sending her this stuff.
Oh, it's not like just she's just getting genuine spam.
No.
No.
No, no.
No. People did this to her.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Lisa says they need to up her meds.
She forwards me another one from Nina Coker at ninacoker1017@yahoo.com. This is a money transfer. It has a money transfer number. It's also sent to Alex Murda Medicus and, yeah, Alex. It's sent to Alex. So this is the content of that one. My love. Sorry, I'm using my company email. Right there, scammery. Sorry, am.
Yes.
Yeah. We know, I'm not a big fan of eyes. I'm using my company email. I don't know what's wrong with Yahoo. It won't let me sign in. I am sorry for a delay, my precious. I prefer to send wire to account, which will be easy for me. I had to travel miles to locate MG. I don't know what MG is. Please send account details to wire the rest. Meanwhile, fine receipt of the money has been confirmed, and they attach, you know, something which I couldn't open, but was supposed to be a receipt. To the receiver, information has regard your mail in amount stipulated on request. Details of the MoneyGram has been attached to the mail for verification need. I will wait your response and account details sent to my personal email, not company. I love you so much, XOXOX. So that's what's sent to her. She forwards that to me, and then she writes to me. What is fucking this? I don't know what is fucking this. I don't know who is fucking this. I don't know where this is being fucked.
What is fucking this?
What is fucking this?
I believe it's a dog.
I don't know. We'll get some DNA going. I don't know.
Does it have an incubus?
I'm going to need you to email me a sample. What is fucking this? I am being mad.
Oh, my God. And you're breaking down the English language into bits that we don't understand.
What is fucking this? I am being mad.
I know.
I will shut down this mail address due to the idiot hunters. Shame on people who do not know the truth. So, again, this is the scam hunter. You and I might look at this.
Shame
on
people that don't know the truth. You don't know the truth. You're one, you're the person that doesn't know the truth.
Oh, Joe. So skeptical. I write to her, what is this about?
And why are you yelling at me?
Mr. Davin!
Number two!
After Brown told me they got the complaints, I sent mail to victim A, and A told me she got mail from Brown already, which we have discovered that she was sending victims to these scammers.
Right.
Or, I really did not know the details well. Victim A sent me the mail she got from Brown because she sometimes did not understand it well. She's a Russian. Victim A is from Russia.
Oh, great.
So when you need somebody to explain the English language, Ann Jackson's where you're going.
You get somebody from Japan.
Can imagine what that meeting was like.
You think,
you think me and Joe have problems communicating sometimes?
Yeah. Oh, Lord. What is fucking this? Well, I don't know.
Victim C got contact from the Interpol. In fact, Pauline got the contact from Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
Who I did not know in the beginning. I just knew Eric Bohr only in the beginning. Well, they added another character.
They could do that. Sure. They're scammers.
It's their story. I add characters. Joe's dating somebody. We're trying to get Pip involved. Sure, I do it all the time. Sometimes I'll be multiple people. I know the game.
Add characters in the 10th chapter. Go ahead.
Sure. This is why I told you I did not know their cases very well. Victim A and Victim C would contact me and ask me some details about fund transfer, according to my research. Mr. Brown protects the victims, and he asked me the funds transfer. I told him that the funds transfer is more and more difficult due to money laundering issues. Now we cannot send money by Western Union on Saturday and Sunday to some countries, like Turkey, France, Russia, and so on, here in Japan.
What country is so on? Welcome to the country of so on.
It's next to Abu Dhabi.
And so forth. It's their sister country. They fight a lot.
So on and so forth.
Continuing battle of so on and so forth.
I have to try to save money to help victim C. So she's talking about helping to raise money to help another victim here, which is kind of noble.
Mm. Yeah.
If I had not paid for the fees, I might have helped victim C already. Yeah, if I wasn't too busy losing my own shirt.
Yeah. I could have been losing their shirt.
Yeah. And I respond, I go, if I understand correctly, victim C and victim A had already had contact with some of these people, Brown, Bohr, etc., told you about their case and asked you to help explain the procedures to them. Is that correct? Because I'm not really understanding her.
Yeah.
How did victim C and A initially come in contact with these people? I think Anne led them. I think Anne led them to these people.
Well, what does she say to you?
Well, she says to me, this is fucking Hunter's job. Maybe, then she names a couple of anti-scammers or fucking the victim who called us initially, who is a fucking liar. And then she sends me this extended IP address, like, you know, you can see like a header for an email address. You can see where it's sent from. And it was sent from, well, she looks up the M Service Outlook one, the Dante guy. And the IP address and the geolocation information is Washington State, Redmond, and it gives our area code. So that's what she sends me, this whole thing.
Yeah, but isn't that the internet provider or the actual IP?
No, you can find out where it's from. You can find with some email addresses, you can, not all of them,
right?
But you can find out where they're from.
Okay.
So, but not everybody. I've used it in the past. I go, what is this?
What is fucking this?
I hear that anytime I hand a writing assignment. And
what is this?
What is 20 minutes later? What is this?
Mr. Davin.
Oh,
three.
This person is a very special from U.S. soldier or army. You are a cheater.
You are?
What?
What?
Please read that paragraph again.
This person is very special from U.S. soldier or army. You are a cheater.
Alrighty.
Now I do understand your personality. See the full header. Bullet!
She can shoot you?
I don't know.
Or is it a bullet point?
Maybe I can hack into her rifle and I'll be okay. I don't know.
Yeah. It'll move 2 feet over and hit Joe.
Yeah, right. Funny.
You used the hacker and tried to kill me. Do you?
I'm not Sure. What's the question?
This fucking man is from Army. What did you do to me? You do not know. I can read some info. You are an asshole.
Wow.
I'm being attacked.
You don't know I can read
I'm being attacked
info.
And I don't know why. Usually I have a general idea.
she's going to be able to read, but she certainly cannot speak.
You know, she certainly
write.
Can't explain.
No.
And then she gives the Nina Coker email, the whole header and everything.
Yeah.
The extended one, and that one's quite extended. And that one, she traces back to, oh, good Lord, it's pages and pages of nonsense.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Much this like one's, her emails.
This one she traces back to Chicago, Illinois. Again, never consider proxy server, but that's okay.
Or that they could be any person in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have to be Army or Navy, according to her.
Yeah, and this is something I had to do.
And you did it.
Yeah, I did it. I respond, what do you think I say?
You are a fucking asshole.
I don't know.
I say, what is this?
You like them.
Yeah. 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 I understand, because I'm like reading this early in the morning. What? I haven't even had coffee yet.
But that explains why those guys have those little, what is the, you know, those
like,
little
what?
Two things after this.
Quiet
big,
woman.
Yeah.
That's like the hackers do.
That's what I was saying. You know,
quiet woman.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, four.
This fucking woman who called us is a bitch who lies. You heard it here first.
A bitch.
I believe in Green because Green never asks her money. She is an asshole. So now we're back. Now she's back.
She's
on
an
Parker
asshole
Green.
For not asking for money.
I don't know. She's back on Parker Green's imaginary dick.
Wait, no. He's good. Victim number one, our first victim is the asshole.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, she's all Parker Green now.
Yeah.
She's an asshole. Now she is using others to send mails to me. But you cover her up. For what? Shame on you. You are a real asshole. Joe, did you hack into my account?
You're not a so-called asshole.
I'm authentic.
You know, and yeah, that's kind of like a badge of honor.
I am a real asshole.
Everything is so-called. You are the real deal.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the recognition. You are a real asshole. Shame. What did you say to me? You even do not know how to investigate the truth, but you try to say Brown, Cotton, and Eric Bohr are scammers. You are a real scammer.
Wow.
Now I'm a scammer.
Yeah, you're a scammer.
I'm a scammer.
So she's calling you a scammer because you're calling those two other guys a scammer.
No, because I am prompting the first victim to call us to have all these people send her these emails.
Yeah, so he sent
I am the
spam
puppet master.
To her.
I am the puppet master.
Yes, the hunters are sending these people.
There's a puppet master out there, but it ain't you.
Yeah, trust me, I know. You are a real scammer. I got fucking scammers mails from you because of you and fucking hunters. We control the whole internet with spam now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They should rename spam filters Davin filters.
Yeah.
Not you two.
No. They're the opposite of Davin filters. Davin filters send the spam to you.
Shame on your dirty ways.
Ah, I like that.
That'd be a good song lyric. Shame on your dirty ways. That's how you end, like, right, you know, the end of measure.
I like it.
Da, 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 da. Shame on your dirty ways.
I like it.
Yeah. And I guess the follow-up track would be what she says next. Go to hell.
No, that's what the record company would say.
Yeah. We've heard that
demo
before.
Many a time in writing, too.
Do not, do not make me made. I think mad. I don't know what the hell she means. Do not make me made to post all this to the world. You cheat on me, assholes.
I didn't realize we were in a relationship. Sorry, baby.
What do you think I respond now?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
That's what I said to her.
Really?
I'm not going to
tolerate. Even you had enough.
Yeah, I'm not going to tolerate your rantings and accusations.
I got enough out of from Joe Curry.
And she said, who? So-called Joe Curry?
Your so-called co-host?
I'm not going to tolerate your rantings and accusations. I've allowed it on more than one occasion. I will not anymore.
Oh.
I said good day, whore.
Wait, that sounds really familiar.
Yeah, this sounds like an email I got.
Then
sounds
she
like something from my day program.
Then she sends me this to greet from Greet America, another forward one. Greet America to Q.com, and the name is hijackq2@q.com. And they asked, did you receive my last email? Maybe Stupid should just let shit go to spam and not open it up. She might be a lot happier.
Yeah, really.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, she's back. Five.
What, like you think I have the power to make her go away?
No, I believe you do not.
Mr. Davin, I did tell you I do not reply to the strangers. I did say the truth, but you cheat on me. What a fucking lies from you.
Oh, what a fucking lies from you?
Yes.
Okay.
You do not want to help and expose the truth. I think I have.
We dedicate about 60 minutes to that.
Joe and Pip call this the portion of the show they don't have to prepare for.
That's us both nodding and smiling.
It's a much shorter show for them than it is for me.
Funny. Welcome to Nodding and Smiling. It's late. You worked a long day. Davin has the segment. Nod and smile.
Now we know what you'd call it.
But no, but the funny thing is like you used to like, I do listen. You used to yell at me.
I know you're listening.
Well, no, but there was one time we had a meeting. You go, you know, you look like you're disinterested. No, I'm very focused.
Well, that
it
time,
takes so many twists
no,
and
no,
turns.
When I originally said that, you were disinterested.
No, actually, I wasn't. I was very focused. I was disinterested, but I was very
now
focused.
Now I can understand why there's marital problems. You know, you're in me, but you look very disinterested. No, I'm focusing. Hold on, put out your leg. I'll show you how happy I am. It's my legacy.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Never pretend to be asleep.
I like how from now on Joe's girl needs to defend herself every time this topic comes up.
I know, it's like, it wasn't me!
It wasn't my leg!
Prove it.
We'll have to see the leg. Does it look like a sea monster's leg? It is kind of scaly.
I'll pull out my rod, stick out your leg. It's going to be your thigh I'm going to peg. I'll be on my way.
That should be your song every time you enter a room. I want you to make that because that will you have to. That, you just gave yourself homework, stupid. That will be part of the show starting next week. Congratulations.
That's what the band will play when he goes on like a talk show.
Yeah. Joe's got theme music. Well, congratulations.
Your leitmotif.
Nod and smile just gave you homework. I like it. You do not know how to judge the truth and lies. You believe those fucking hunters who lie. Go to hell. Now I do understand what people told me. You are a fucking liar.
Who said that?
People.
Oh.
Okay. I do not believe you because you fool me. Your radio show is...
great.
A lie.
Is fucking lying show.
Da-da-da-da,
this
fucking lying show.
Welcome to the fucking lying show. A fucking lying show.
It's not even really a show. It's a figment of your imagination.
Read that back. It's funny. It's insulting, but it's funny.
By the way, Joe's girl just says this. No. That's all she said.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Legacy Girl didn't have that opportunity. She was just trying to rest.
I don't know what she was responding to exactly, but it was just... no.
meaning that it was her leg in question.
No, it was not.
No, I think, no.
I know.
All right.
No, I don't think that. I think she, yeah.
There'll be no song.
Yeah, there'll be no song.
No, there'll be a song. There'll be a song. That's a great song. It's a great little ditty. Think about it. Write it down. I expect it next week. That was awesome. Now, I do understand what people told me. You are a fucking liar. I do not believe you because you fool me. Your radio show is fucking lying show.
I'm like, the fucking lying show. Da, da,
da, da. Mr. Davin!
Oh, she's back from all six!
This person is a hacker! Fuck you, assholes!
Wait a minute. Which assholes is she referring to exactly?
I don't know.
Is it us?
I would like to assume it's us.
Okay.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, God, Seven. Shit.
She's on a roll.
Yeah.
I warned you. I will show the truth about your personality. I think I do that every week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not as open as Pip, but...
No, but we can tell her. We can give her pointers.
Sure.
Talking points.
Your fucking team!
Oh, that's us.
Hey!
Oh,
hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! She found the knowledge.
You think you're immune?
No, but when it's you, it's funny. When it's us, it's insulting.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that bitch, she's got a hell of a lot of nerve. I'm sitting here defending her and feeling sorry for her.
No, you call her dumb as bricks.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
Your fucking team. You will get killed. I believe that's a threat.
Wow. What, did she know about the New York Thruway?
You're right.
You will get killed. You use the victim who called us. Who wants green? She cannot get love from him. This fucking bitch is an asshole. And maybe she feels regret for what she has done to me. And this is why she want to fuck up Brown Cotton. So now she's back on that with their team.
Oh, wait a minute now. So Now she's saying that victim A is trying
the first victim who called us.
The first victim who called us is trying to mess with Brown Cotton?
Yeah, I don't
and,
know.
Like, he's somebody that needs to be defended? And wait, and she's trying to get with her man?
Parker Green, who they had a little thing.
Yeah. Here's the thing about you and your team. At least we're real.
I know.
Lies! So-called real Davin's Den.
But we have the shirts. They mean nothing!
It's
on the back, it should say, The Fucking Lying Show, The Fucking Lying Show.
But we didn't know about that until
then. No, we didn't. We have markers.
Yes.
That's right.
This fucking bitch is an asshole. Maybe she feels regret for what she has done to me. And this is why she wanna fuck up Brown Cotton. She's married. And what does she want? Green. So go ask her to beg Green. I don't think she's a Jets fan.
No. I don't think you are after that game.
Shut up.
Lisa says, it apparently not difficult to foolish her.
No, well, we've established that. So-called Parker Green.
Oh, close, but no cigar.
You're a fucking bitch, the woman who called us, wants you a lot.
What?
It's like Shakespeare.
She likes you.
I know. That was like beautiful poetry then.
Why not reply to her? She said you asked her money, but she cannot afford the truth. But look, they have now put it in her head that if you want to get the truth, it's going to cost you money.
Mm. Wow, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I don't think that was an accident.
No, I don't think that was like a Freudian slip, you know?
She is a fucking liar? How about you? Go to hell. Your daughter cheated on my money. I saw her fucking Andrew Jackson.
Cheated on my money?
Your daughter cheated on my money. Out. $1,500 US, and she asked me to pay for her traffic fare to Scotland. She didn't need money for fucking food. Maybe she's Oregon militia.
Yes.
Please send snacks.
She is a fucking liar. All of you are mafias. Go to hell. She's having a bad day.
Oh, yeah, I'll say.
She's having a bad day.
What did you say to me? Miller will return the money. This man denied that I am sent money for
Miller will return the money?
Yeah.
Please.
You don't believe?
Yeah.
And we're all fucking assholes.
Yes, we are.
Glad you admit it. Isolate that. This man denied that I sent money for his medical treatment. His superior once held the money I sent him. Sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure the boss was counting. Good job, Miller.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Say no more.
Fuck you, asshole. You should go to hell. It's just a suggestion. Not the usual go to hell. This is a you should go to hell.
Thank you. I'll take that under advisement.
Yeah.
You are not a U.S. hero, but a fucking U.S. Army scammer. Go to hell and burn in hell.
Who's this addressed to?
Clearly not me.
Is it Green?
I think it's to Miller.
Miller.
Who is the soldier? Miller's a soldier?
Miller's a soldier. Miller's Army. Parker Green is Marines.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
So-called Davin.
Oh!
Nothing. I've never had a so-called Davin.
Never have.
I better inform my parents. I've lost my title of Mr.
That's a hybrid.
I know.
It's the Prius of insults.
I picked up the pen. I throw it back down.
So-called Davin, you use the troublemakers. Then she names Beg and Steal, who's an anti-scammer, and fucking the victim who called us. If you use them, go ahead and fuck off.
Go ahead.
You are not a human being just like Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr who want to kill me. So now I'm lumped in with them.
But they're not human beings.
So now the truth that we've believed, Joe, is to be told.
So-called criminal Melvin Santos is a fucking corrupted politician who just want to help the people that are rich to pay for the fees. You are an asshole. Is she talking about the GOP? I don't understand.
I'm so irritated that she threw criminal in. I didn't know it was going to be so-called criminal Melvin Santos. Damn it.
Sorry, sweet tits. Brown Cotton is evil because he used me to get a job, and then he want to kick me off.
Well, you have six. Can you spare one?
Miller and Green, U.S. fucking soldiers, but wicked criminals are using me to get a job at UN, and now they all want to kill me. You know, Anne's going to pull some strings.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man.
Is that the thanks she gets for getting him a job there?
So do you. Now I found Americans are fucking evil, and this is why people around the world want to kill U.S. citizens. Apparently this is my fault.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, really.
Yep.
Which you did.
I do hope all of you get killed. Go to hell.
Wait, all of you? I guess we're lumped in there too, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
Sincerely.
So you guys are finally getting the credit you deserve. So-called criminal Melvin Santos.
Damn it.
That's a mouthful. Holy smoke.
Damn it.
Your men, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Sarah Francois, James H. Miller, and
Parker
T. Green, are killing the victims who are victim C and A and me. It's Dr. Seuss.
It has been for years.
Victim P is finished by all of you because she paid over $90,000 US. God,
good,
I hope that's not true.
God.
I hope that's not true.
I hope that's not true.
And she never gets money back because they're scammers. And this is why she blocked you out. This is fucking advanced fee fraud. Duh.
Duh. Huh.
Brown Cotton informed me one lady will get her money back.
Yeah.
She has to pay so much money. I did not know it until she sent mail to me. Fuck you, assholes.
I'm sorry. Fuck you, assholes.
You are fucking liars. Victim C will die soon because you lie.
Well, wait, is Victim C in some kind of peril?
Well, I think it may be suicide or, you know, she's dire straits.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this woman
doesn't. What instruments does she play?
What?
You said dire straits. I said, what instrument does she play? Remember the band of Dire Straits?
No, no.
I'm not looking at you.
As you shouldn't.
I'm not moving my head. I'm not even shifting my eyes.
You should wallow in that.
Guitar.
I'll go on. So disappointing. This so-called UN way. So-called idiot Davin.
Oh, darn.
Didn't have that one on the ledger.
Not so called.
You're saying I'm the real thing, the genuine article.
By the way, Lisa said, one scam, two scam, red scam, blue scam.
Funny. Lisa's on fire tonight.
She is.
Why can't Joe be? This is the truth, and you can expose it because this Melvin Santos told me he is real and he can see the victims die soon. This is so called authorities. Then she gives me a couple YouTube links about Boko Haram. She's still sending me shit after all these horrible things she's saying.
And you're like, I think we're done here. And she's like, no!
No, no!
I say when we're done!
Exactly.
Oh, it's like, fuck you, go to hell, check this out.
In case you were curious. Yeah. So-called criminal Melvin Santos, why not fight with Boo Haram? I think she meant Boko.
Boo Haram.
Unless it's the ghost of terrorist past.
Boo Haram. Boo Haram.
No,
ooh, infidel. Ooh.
We were talking earlier in the den pen about words you don't want to use anymore, and I said, I hate it when people say, that's my boo. And it's like,
maybe it's her Boo Haram.
Her Boo Haram.
You are mafia, so fuck up the terrorists soon. We talked about that, the mafia taking over the terrorists.
Yes.
Yeah, she saw it ahead of time.
Boo Haram is the second Bin Laden. Apparently it's not a typo.
Boo
Haram.
Boo
Haram.
Boo.
Apparently Haram was not very popular.
Boo.
Haram.
Yes. Boo
Haram.
Haram. Yes.
Haram.
Boo.
They do not like me. I don't know why Haram.
Everybody Boo Haram.
Boo Haram. We're sorry, we can't bring you back.
It was a bad take for the terrorists. Boo Haram is a second Bin Laden. The terrorists will never stop scam due to terror activities. Criminal Melvin Santos, go to hell. Burn in hell. So when you get there, I still got more shit for you to do.
You just brought him in out of nowhere. It's like a tough crowd when they were talking about something. Then he just busted Voss's balls. He wasn't even there. Yet.
Wait a minute. So this is like two steps. Go to hell. Burn in hell. Okay, I didn't realize there were two steps.
So-called Parker Green. You will go to hell because your lover, the victim who calls, brings terrorists to kill me.
That's a good reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your daughter will get killed soon because it's called payback. You must pay for the prices. Go to hell.
I didn't realize that there was a door face at hell.
You are fucking sick and this is why you fell for her. Fuck you. I never bring you any trouble, but you destroy me with fucking bitches and fucking Miller, who also scam my money out of $20,000 US with fucking Brown Cotton. Wow. She is all over the map.
Wait. With fucking Brown Cotton. But wait, she was saying how they're people arresting people and stuff. But
sometimes it's hard to control all the voices. They kind of talk over each
other. Oh my God, yeah. I know.
Go to hell.
You will.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, six. Eight?
Eight, Jesus.
This is fucking bitch, the victim who called us, and Patty's skill. They used this to hack my mail before. The victim who called us is a hacker. Fuck you, asshole.
I think she just kind of says that like she's got Tourette's.
Yeah.
She's just like, is a hacker. Oh, fuck you, asshole.
You do not know how to read mails, but I can.
What?
You do not know how to read mails, but I can.
Oh, so she's referring to you sending the header and the IP address, so you don't understand what you're doing, but she knows!
This fucking victim is a troublemaker, the one who called us, who wanted to destroy me, or want to use the terrorists to kill me. Go ahead! go to hell, because I was waiting. But now that you've given me the go-ahead, I shall proceed.
Just sitting there looking at the thing. Hell, leaving in 20 minutes. Oh, yeah. Hopefully I get my ticket.
Yeah, he was in the queue. Oh, I don't know.
Yes, this is why I really do not know their case as well. Brown never told me, and he asked me some details of funds transfer. I told him about my experiences of sending money, because it's very strict to send money from Japan. Apparently not strict enough.
Mm.
Brown is real. He does not know the funds transfer because I did have the international trade experiences. These fucking idiot hunters try to hack me. You do not see it well. Green got attacked by the terrorists. Do you know why? Fucking victim who called us. I doubt her. Apparently she called in an airstrike from Boko Haram.
Boko Haram. Boko Haram.
I think that might be the header. Boo Haram.
Boo Haram. Oh, that's great. Yes. Boo Haram.
Let's see. Do you know why? Effing victim. I doubt her. Her skills. Assholes. Go to hell. These fucking sick people. Go to hell. You use victim, the victim who called us? Do you? Go to hell.
Go to hell was the phrase for tonight.
Wait a minute. It's like, you use them? Do you?
Yeah.
Yes, you
go to hell.
Go to hell. Just in case.
If you play on me, you will know what is going on. Apparently, she's a twister board.
Yeah.
Red thumb up your ass. Green got attacked 2 times by the terrorists. Well, he's lucky to survive. Thankfully, he's all this time to chat with you on the internet.
Yeah, really. And you can't get that hurt when you're not real.
It was a phantom injury.
Yeah.
What is fucking going on? You lie to me. You lie and you work with them. Never contact me. I think I already established I was done.
Yeah. You know, it's like, well, if you'll stop writing to me, I promise not to answer anymore.
Ask the victim who called us to show the truth. This is what I want. Go to hell. You lie. You are a fucking liar, too.
Nanny, nanny, poo-poo.
Go to hell.
These fucking hunters are fucking hackers. They're multi-talented.
Yeah.
You are a fucking liar. A lying show. Shame on you.
Fucking liar. A lying show. Good evening,
show.
Folks. Everything we're saying is going to be bullshit.
I think everybody knows that already. Yeah. Who's listening?
Yeah.
You are not qualified to host a radio show because you never offer the evidence. I think those are two different things that I might be, may or may not be qualified for.
those were never brought up by Roger.
I love Joe and Pippa. You're not qualified. You never bring up evidence.
So-called Mr. Davin.
Meanwhile, Lisa is playing Twister in the Den Bench. She goes, left foot green.
Be calling a so-called meeting.
For your so-called show.
You trust those fucking liars who always lie. Go to hell. This is why people judge you an idiot, man. Joe, is that why?
What? Joe, say that again.
This is why people judge you an idiot, man.
An idiot.
I'm no longer a so-called idiot.
He's the idiot man. The idiot man takes the show and makes the world feel good. Who does a show? Who does a show? Deals
fucking
with nuts. The idiot man. The idiot man.
I think I speak for both of us when she says, go to hell.
Oh, Lisa says you have multiple marketable job skills.
Well, I certainly do.
You're an idiot man. You can't use facts. You don't have proof.
You never send fucking mail because I will block you out. You even never sent any fucking mails to the Pentagon. A fucking liar. Go to hell. This is the American way. Shame on you. Shame on USA.
Wow.
Isn't that Trump's new slogan?
Blaming a whole country on your actions?
And the military, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course. The Pentagon.
So I do respond to her.
You too.
You need professional help.
As Bugs Bunny would say, you're a mental case.
Oh, yeah.
You are manic and paranoid. Nothing more I can do for you. I have spent enough time trying to help you. You do not listen to my advice. Instead, keep poking the scammers and wonder why strange things happen. Good luck. Criminal Melvin Santos.
Oh, damn it.
You never help the real victims. You never serve the common people. You are idiots. Number one. Brown Cotton is shameful because I never got paid from the FBI and he used me.
He's shameful.
Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
Are also criminal and they do not know how to arrest the real criminals. You're using the handcuffs.
They don't know how to arrest the new
one second. Trucker Tom says, idiot man, I'll take rejected Justice League characters for $1,000, Alex.
I think that would be the enemies. I think it'd be an arch enemy.
Yes, we're against idiot man.
It's just like he doesn't know how to arrest them. Like, well, you were in an ice cream parlor having some ice cream. Then we're gonna go watch a movie. Then you guys,
yeah, doing it wrong.
Them.
Go
yeah,
to hell.
Doing it wrong. Go to hell.
Wait a minute. Do I take out these handcuffs? No, no. I do that later. Here's a club.
Number three, you are shameful because you never know the scam. You use me and you are a criminal. You are using your fucking power to destroy the real victims. Shame on you. I look down upon the real corrupted politicians like you. You are a real Dirty Henry.
Dirty Henry.
Well, different than the Dirty Henry or the Dirty Sanchez.
Wait a minute.
Who's that helping me out?
So do I call the segment Dirty Henry or Boo Haram?
Boo Haram. But wait, who's Dirty Henry?
Are you feeling lucky, punk? Who are you? You're not Dirty Harry. I'm not. I'm Dirty Henry.
It's like the off-brand of like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
it's like Bill Westwood.
Are you feeling monkey punk? No, that's not it.
Are you feeling positive punk? You're not Dirty Harry. I'm Dirty Henry.
You can call me Hank.
Dirty Hank.
Don't worry.
I won't. You are a real Dirty Henry, and you are fucking animals. Go to hell forever.
What?
No, not like actual bestiality.
Oh.
Who are you to judge?
Well,
it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. I know, really.
Go to hell forever. Because if you thought, well, maybe to take a trip there, spend a couple weeks. No, forever. You should stay.
Yeah, don't be a tourist.
I can see how idiot you are. And that sentence is awesome.
I can see how idiot you are.
That sentence is so awesome. Again, we have so many possibilities for what I should call this segment.
That's the one. I can see how idiot you are.
I can see how idiot you are.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
So then I messaged the victim who brought all this to our attention. I go, in your contact with AJ, did you ever think she could be mentally ill?
Yeah.
She goes, crazy? Yeah, totally.
That shit.
Yeah, like, oh, you're just learning this?
I go, I mean manic, paranoid, delusional.
Out of her goddamn mind.
She goes, yeah, she always thought someone was after her. She had me contact Miller and Parker at 3 a.m. my time because she said one of the people that was after her had sent her a message. She's always saying she was ill, couldn't eat, and was losing weight. So I just thank her, and she says welcome. So,
oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
There you go.
So
lot there.
Yeah, and so... You have been forced to go to hell multiple times.
I should get frequent flyers.
I think you do.
It was quite the dressing down I got.
Oh my God! Yeah. So now she's accused you of helping the hunters hack into her email to send her what normal people just call spam and throw away, and you also at one point were you a politician?
No, I don't think I was ever.
Oh, okay.
I doubt I'm qualified for that.
Okay, but you have a fake show. You don't.
I have a lying show.
You have a lying show.
I have a lying show.
You don't know how to
lying radio.
Lying super.
All bullshit all the time.
Yeah.
So I market us.
Yeah.
So what was the tally?
Telling lies radio.
What was the tally, my dear Pip?
Okay. Well, we had eight Mr. Davins, which I called.
Yeah. Good for you, Pip.
Thank you. We had. No so-called Melvin Santoses, but we had so many so-called criminal Melvin Santoses, I was so pissed.
Sorry, hey, fucked up.
We had zero Melvin Santoses, so Lisa, Tom, and Joe's girl all called that.
They all called your bullshit.
Yeah, they did. And there's no ball-busting blue. Joe's girl said one, so she got closest to that.
That's not a
So of all of them, Joe's girl came closest because she had six Mr. Davins, zero Melvin Santos, and one ball busting blue. So I have to give it to Joe's girl.
Yay!
Well, this is Joe's girl's game.
Yeah, well, she really deserves to win after all the ball busting she has received this evening. You're a good sport.
I will be bringing back Boozy or Floozy within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, neat!
So, and when I come up with games, that's usually where Chuck or Tom takes over.
Oh yeah!
Now, needless to say, we will not be doing Boozy or Floozy on the syndicated terrestrial portion of the show.
No,
be hard to clean that up.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, Trucker Tom says, "Welcome to Davin's Den." Yes, Davin's Den, the show where the truth is questionable.
I've been accused of that too. I think there was a certain lawyer who had that in mind.
Oh, yes, that's true.
So-called idiot Evan Spencer.
So-called idiot, allegedly.
Yes. Now we must thank some people for allowing this to transpire. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Don't be an Ann Jackson. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin to protect yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead. If you're really in the Orange County area, you really should do this. It's a really good course.
I wish I lived closer because I would love to take this.
That sounds like a very good course.
Yeah, you really should take
it. Yeah.
You'd feel a lot more confident at work.
Yeah, I would.
You could break necks.
It would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
I would be incarcerated.
That'd be awesome, too.
Yeah.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that you have to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. At Portobello Banquets, also hosts the always popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. This January 22nd from All Cop 2 and the new HBO series Vinyl, which is coming out now, Chris Monty. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website at PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, that's my little company. You need a comedian where we do real contracts and people don't get screwed. Go to SideSplittingProductions.com. We're actually really professional and quite good at what we do. SideSplittingProductions.com. All right, call us up 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. We will hook you up. Kids, performing any place this week?
No.
No.
Tomorrow night, January 6th, I will be on the 11 o'clock show at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York. For ticket information, 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. I always like I close the 11 o'clock show, so I go on at like 12:30. I leave my stupid hovel. I drive.
I'm not taking this as a dig. Out of curiosity, how many people are there at that late?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. They have a lot of foot traffic. Where's that?
They get a lot of tourists.
It's on the west side, West 53rd. It's a good place, really good club.
Mm. Yeah, because when you ask people, everybody's from out of town.
Yeah, they get locals too. Good club. Yeah. Definitely hope you guys can see it. Coming up after us, if you're listening on the Indie Authority, brand new show, so we thought we'd welcome them. It's a Twisted Mind radio show, a lot of metal and other cool music.
Nice.
So if you're listening on the Indie Authority, even if you're not, you can switch on over to the Indie Authority. If you're listening on my station, if you're listening wherever you are, I don't want to get involved with that. But anyway, so that show's coming up next, so don't go anywhere. This has been a fun show tonight,
yes,
kids.
Yes,
fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us or listening on the replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please keep on listening.